Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhoods on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. All cities are various, the locals' love for their food and drink offerings, and in this series we get to know these places. This week we head to Toronto, to one of its most diverse corners, Blawcourt Village. Our guide is Monocle's Sam Johannes.
Many neighborhoods in Toronto have gained titles that give nod to the cultural communities that have come to populate them, with their businesses and residents. There's College Street's Little Italy, Dundas Street's Little Portugal, and Spadina's Chinatown, just to name a few. Immigrants and small business owners are the driving force of the city's various quarters. But in some areas, such titles are not fitting. Blawcourt Village, a strip of Toronto located on Bloor Street between Dufferin Street and Christie Pitts Park, is one of them. A vibrant neighborhood that has been the site of a lot of change over the last decade, but remains home to a collection of restaurants and small businesses that reflect the diversity of the city. If you're looking for sustenance to cap off a night out, or a wholesome meal at any point in the day, Blawcourt Village will provide. Replete with small shops and food stops, this 10-block stretch caters to a variety of diets and culinary sensibilities. First up, Saving Gigi, a laid-back cafe serving all-day breakfast, baked goods, and an array of cold and hot drinks. Notable is their expansive selection of teas and free Wi-Fi to boot, if you fancy a new workplace with lattes on tap. Ideal for a typical brisk morning in the city. Step onto the sidewalk, and you'll see the streets lined with South Asian, East African, and European restaurants. La Bella Managua is a traditional Nicaraguan restaurant that opened in 2005, and the only one of its kind in the city. The quaintly decorated restaurant's color palette is reminiscent of the nation's flag. Owned by Nicaraguan-born chef Jesus Morales, this homely spot offers staples like ceviche and grilled mahi-mahi, along with some unique comfort dishes like yucanadas, empanadas made with yuca, stuffed with Spanish cheese, and served with a side of ranchero sauce made in-house. After a savory lunch, you may crave a sweet treat. Why not venture across the street to Bloomers, a vegan bake shop best known for their freshly baked, charming, and visually enticing donuts? Try inventive flavors like rose pistachio and elderberry hibiscus. On a beautiful yet chilly day in the neighborhood, walk 5 minutes east and find yourself in Christie Pitts Park, where you can take a stroll while you savor every bite of your donut. For dinner, a neighborhood favorite is Lalibela, named after the ancient town in northern Ethiopia. Upon arrival, you are greeted with a welcoming aroma of roasted coffee beans and spices. The walls are adorned with imagery of its namesake and traditional art, while the music drifts from Ethio jazz to rhythmic cultural anthems. On the menu, you'll find kitfo, a delicacy consisting of raw minced beef, doused in kive, a spice-infused clarified butter, and mitmita, a powdered chili seasoning mix, and served with a side of spinach and homemade cheese dish called aib. The vegetarian options are equally abundant, including lentil and chickpea dishes. Shiro is a mainstay in Ethiopian cuisine, a comfort dish that is made with chickpea powder and an array of spices. Like most Ethiopian restaurants, the servings are generous. All dishes served on a shared platter covered with vedev injera, a traditional porous flatbread. Once you've had your fill of home-style shared platters, head east and you'll find yourself at the neighborhood's beloved cocktail bar. On Fridays and Saturdays, you'll notice the chatter from inside spill onto the street. Northwood, located on the border of the neighborhood, is a cozy spot with a variety of cold brews and signature drinks, like hot cocoa, made with El Dorado rum, cocoa liquor, coconut, and banana mousse. Blawcourt Village, both intimate and vibrant with its array of one-of-a-kind vintage shops, bars, and eateries, has survived much of the urban sprawl and global brand takeover the city has experienced in recent years. A true testament to the locals and food tourists who have continued to appreciate its authenticity. For Monocle, I'm Sam Johannes.
This has been episode number 163 of Food Neighbourhoods. Thanks to Sam for the tour in Toronto. For more food and drink stories, tune into the menu every Friday at 20:00 London time. I am Markus Hippi. Thanks for listening and bye for now.